Fibrous Pain Floyd speaking.
Mr. Floyd, this is Charlie with Local Splash. How are you today?
What up, Charlie? Hey, I was just thinking about you. Hey, I'm all set. I got it in my pocket, though. It's got to get on. I got to get it on a card.
Well, you can't put it through the phone.
I know. Hey, how much it was again?
So for the 6 months, it's $1,300.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So that's gonna lock you in for 6 months.
Yeah. I want to
do
that.
Okay. So how long will it take you to get it into the bank? And, cause what I can do right now is I can start setting you up.
I'm gonna go to the bank now.
Okay. Are you leaving like right now?
Like right now.
Okay, so how about I do this? While you're driving, how long is it going to take you to get there?
I don't know. I just want you to stay on the phone with me until I get there.
Okay, I'm going to set everything up for you, though.
Okay,
that's what I was asking.
Just stay on the phone. I got enough juice. All right, yeah, just stay on the phone.
Okay. How was your day today? Was it good?
Good. Yeah.
Okay.
Really good.
That's good. That's good. We're gonna keep it coming. Let me see, I hope so,
because you got me motivated now. I hope I don't have to be an asshole.
No, we're bringing you customers.
Okay, good. I forgot my key. Let me grab my key. Just stay on the phone. Do what you got to do. Just don't hang up the phone.
Okay. I won't hang up on you. Okay, I'll hold.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Yep, I'm coming.
Still here.
The bank open, man. I'm probably got to go to food first. This is a little small town, so we'll be there in a minute.
Yeah, so what's your business address? So that way the Google Business Profile matches everything. So I have Firebrush Painting. That's the correct business name, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then what's the address for you?
My address. All right, what I have on my address, my old address on there.
Okay,
so,
let me see what you got here. That way we get this correct the first time, right?
Yeah.
All right, let me make sure here. Address I have for you.
9, 914. This is 914 Martin Avenue, Buckland, Wisconsin.
Okay. Okay, so you already have a Google Business Profile, which is good.
Yep.
Okay. So your address is 914, you said?
Yeah. What it reads on Google.
So it's hidden on the Google because...
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, because
right.
We don't want to see anybody. We don't want everybody to know where you live.
Right.
So your business information for the address is 914. What is that last part? Kind of hard to hear you. You sound a little muffled.
914 Mark Avenue.
Mark Avenue?
Martin Avenue, but that's an old address. But if you guys use that address, go ahead.
Would you like to change the Google Business profile to the new address?
I don't have a current address right now, like a stable address, so I just left it as that.
Okay, but you're
I'm living at my sister's house.
Okay, and the other address, is that somebody else's address or is that somebody you know?
No, it's my sister's.
No, but for the old address.
That was my old address. That's where I just got. I lived there.
Okay, but you don't live there no more. Okay, right. Do you want to change it to your new address so if we send you anything, it'll go to at least your sister's house?
Yes.
Okay, what's the new address then?
It's 530 Washington Street, Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
Washington Street, and then what was the last part of it?
Fond du Lac,
Wisconsin?
Yes.
Okay. And then the business zip code is 5... Well, what's the business zip code? Because it's different, right?
No, it's the same.
Oh, it's 54935?
Yes. It should be.
Okay. Okay. And then... Okay, cool. You don't have a website. We talked about something with that.
I do have a website.
You do have a website. Okay. It wasn't showing on the Yelp, so that's why I was confused.
Oh, no, my Yelp platform, I'm not subscribed there no more.
Gotcha. Okay. I got it. It's firebrushpainting.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I got it here. Nice. All right. I'm going to make sure that this is on... we're good there. Okay. Beautiful. Okay, so now, Floyd, what's your last name?
Martin.
Martin? Okay, Martin. And then the email address that you would like me to send everything to, is it firebrushpainting99@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. So that's where you'll get, like, your invoice and everything we go over here. It's going to be emailed you over there, okay?
Okay.
All right. And you're Eastern, correct?
I think so. I'm Western.
Okay. What time is it over there? Is it 5 or 6?
Right now, it's 5 o'clock.
Okay, so you guys are central. Like you said, Midwestern.
Right.
I love it. Awesome. Okay. And you want to do the 6 month, correct?
Yes.
Okay, which is going to be $1,300, and it's going to lock you in for 6 months, and it's going to save you a bunch of money, which is great, too.
I hope so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a lot better than paying month to month, because you're getting it for, like, $216 a month instead of $299 a month.
Right.
So that's good.
That's why I wanted to jump on the 6 months plan. But I really don't care about that.
What I'm really focused on,
I hope you guys
help me with,
is getting my phone
over. Yes, we are definitely going to do that. Do you have a Facebook page?
No. I got a personal one, but I'm going to business one.
Okay, I'm going to help you out with that. We're going to build one for you so that way we can do some retargeting ads with Facebook as well so your phone can ring from people that are searching.
Can you guys build me one? Because I'm kind of like slow when it comes down to electronic stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to build you one. We're going to build you a brand new page for it. Now, my tech team will, you're going to have to help us a little bit because we're going to have to get access to it, but we'll walk you through that process.
Okay.
Okay. They're going to walk you step by step through that.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, here.
I'm almost there.
Okay, no problem. Take your time. I just need to find something out here really quickly.
And what? And you said Google? I'm gonna be on Google platform. It ain't on no other platforms like Bing, Yelp. I won't be on those platforms.
You will be on those platforms, yes, sir. You will be on Bing, on the first page of Bing. You'll be on Yelp. You'll be on Google, and then we'll also put you on Chamber of Commerce if you want. Those are the top search engines that people like to be, the listing services that people like to be on. So you'll be on there as well. Again, you'll be on the first page of Google. That's where you're going to really see the calls coming in from, though. It's going to be that Google page. The Facebook as well, we're going to run advertisements and put you in the specific cities and areas that you want. So, like, for example, what cities do you want to target?
Oh, good. Fond du Lac.
Okay, let me see here.
How many cities I can target?
Oh, well, how many cities are in your a 50-mile radius for you?
Well, it's like small towns, I should say.
Okay.
It's not too big of, like, cities, I can't call it, like, but it's a little small town, you know?
Okay, so you're not going down to Milwaukee?
No, I don't want to go that far. Now, Beaver Dam, well, no, I don't even want to go to Beaver Dam. I wanted to stay probably, like, 10 miles south, but
okay.
40 miles. And I wanted to do, like, you know, Princeton. I take a couple jobs out in Princeton. Is that Princeton? No, that's not Princeton. Rosendale, Ripon, spots like that.
Okay.
Camelsport, Eden. What?
Okay. Princeton. Let's see. Do you do Oshkosh? Okay.
Yeah, Oshkosh.
Do you go up to Appleton?
Well, Nina Manasseh, I would.
Okay. So Nina is the farthest you would go?
Manasseh. Oh, the bank is open. Hey. What am I doing? I'm just depositing some money.
Okay. So what I can do is I can take your money, I can give you a business, but it's not going to be in the system right now. You need to wait until it's that
far. How long? You know?
It's been an hour already.
Their system is down.
Look at the draw, huh?
No, right, man. All right, can you just put it in there? I mean, give me your little ticket thing or whatever you got to give me.
There's something I can. How much do you have here?
No, I'm not putting it all on there. 2 seconds. I'm putting 14 in the box.
No, I don't. She can't even, they can't even look up my fucking account.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God. This shit was stupid as fuck. Hey, can I deposit? I can deposit it in an ATM, right? No, I can't deposit today. Hello?
Oh, yes. Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I can't make a deposit today.
Okay. Their system's down, is that what they said?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know if their system will be up tomorrow?
They hope so. I hope so. Oh,
okay.
God,
did you give them the money to put in the deposit for tomorrow or whenever it comes back up?
No, they don't even. They can't even give me. I don't even have my account number on me, so they don't even know what. They don't even know which person they get at to. They just leave. They just close the damn thing up.
Gotcha. Oh, that's crazy. Okay, well, why don't we do this? Why don't we circle back to this tomorrow morning? Does that work for you?
So I was just sitting here milking the clock? They're just sitting there milking the clock. They is. They just sitting there milking the damn clock. Ain't that a bitch? Oh, my God.
You crack me up, boy. You crack me up. That's hilarious.
That is ridiculous. They can't do nothing. They can't do anything in there.
I know.
Anything. Nothing. They can't put no money on. They can't take no money off. They can't even use the ATM. Nothing.
Wow.
So what the fuck they doing in there? Like, what the hell? They might as well close up.
Yeah, they should have closed and maybe just put like a sign on there that says system's down, we'll be open tomorrow. People. People. So, it's okay though. Well, like I said, what I can do is we can circle back to this tomorrow. Do you want to do in the morning?
Yeah, call me in the morning. I think the bank's open at 9:00. So call me at 9:30. I'm not even going to go to work. I want to take care of this.
Okay, I'll call you. So we open at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'll call you at 10 a.m. Does that work? Which is 9,
yeah,
which is 7 a.m. my time.
That's fine.
Okay, hopefully they got it figured out there.
Hopefully they do too. I'll just go to another bank. But this the only bank that's open. This late.
Oh, everybody else closes early?
Yeah.
Oh, usually banks close around 6 p.m.
Let me go try another bank. You say 6
okay.
p.m.? Hey, check
they
this out. I want you to do me a favor for me, Charlie. Charlie,
yes.
Look up on your, what's the name? What's bank? What is it? National Exchange in Fond du Lac. Yeah, it's called National Exchange in Fond du Lac. See when they close. I thought it was 5:00. I hope it's 6:00.
Okay. Let me see here.
Money, Charlie. You got to get this money, Charlie.
We got to get your phone ringing.
For real, man.
Okay. Let me see here. It's called National what?
Exchange.
National Exchange. National Exchange Bank in... Oh, they're listening to me. Yeah, they're listening to me. Looks like they're closed. They close at 5:30, actually. Oh, they close at 5:30. So I don't know how long it's going to take you to get over there.
I might can do it. But call me back at 5:36 so I can get there, so I'll have you on the phone.
Okay, I'll call you in a little bit, and then that way you can get there, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, sounds good. All right, bye-bye.